This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes, it is the mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. Your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. The Rockets play tonight at Toyota Center. Remember, if you're going to be there, I need a vibe check, man.
Ah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, hit me up on anywhere at the Figgy Fig.
So what, they just send you a video?
Yeah, just send me a video, man. Let me know how the vibes are, man.
But they got to talk to you. They got to tell you what's happening.
Yeah, tell me what's happening. Mm-hmm. You can show me what's going on and... Like, let's get the rowdy part. We ain't got to get, like, if it's a blowout or something, don't even
put that in the air, dog. Yeah, it's not going to be no, well, if it's a blowout, it's a Rockets blowout, right?
Yeah,
we
don't
put that on the, put them vibes out.
Exactly. So, send it, if you go into the game tonight, shoot it to me on Instagram, man, or Twitter. But today, we talked about it earlier about William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare Day, it's National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Is it Shakespeare Day?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Yeah, so it's actually World Book Day. So the UN made this an official holiday in 1995.
Okay.
It's April 23rd because William Shakespeare died in he died 409 years ago today in 1660.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think they say he was like 51 and 52. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Good run?
Back then.
Okay.
51 years. Yeah. I thought they used to live longer than that
back in the day. No.
Really?
Okay. Not in the 1600s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of like typhoid and things like that.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm thinking about BC when they used to be like 200 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Like
biblical.
Yeah.
this man was like
walking around 300
years old. I mean, Methuselah was out there, bro.
It's like 900 years old.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, what was the last book y'all read? Because I know this probably.
Completed?
Sure.
Okay. What was the last book I actually completed? It was probably Hakeem, or Dream, rather. Mm-hmm. The book by Mirren Fader. In the fall.
I can't remember the name of it. What was that book that came in and we both got one?
Dream.
Was it a Dream?
Yeah, the one about Hakeem.
Yeah, that's
from
probably
Mirren
the last
Fader.
One.
Probably the last one
I
finished. I'm currently, I'm going to be real nerdy. I'm sorry. I'm currently reading a book called The Color of Law about redlining and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
No, but I was like, it's very nerdy. Apologies.
You did something nerdier than that, but we'll get to that later.
What'd I do?
I'll just continue, Figgy.
Wait a minute.
Remind me of the nerdiest thing that he's done, which is saying something.
Okay.
Why am I being attacked?
Remind me before we get off the air on that. So, did y'all know 63 of us would like to read more and 66%? Have a collection of books at home, probably just lined up on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go through the top five excuses people use for not being able to read.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know which one hits me the most. So the first one is people say, I don't have enough time because of other activities.
That's number one for me. I used to read all the time, and I haven't read a whole lot very much lately.
The same. And one of the things I realize, I think about it a lot, because if you love sports... There's so much sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is, I don't know if we even appreciate it at times. We are living in such a golden age of just like quantity of sports to be able to consume in a relatively easy way. And I know it's funny to say that because there's also ways in which some of the sports that we want have become a little bit less easy to access by becoming, you know, hiding behind various different streamers or whatever. But the idea that, I mean, hell, Lopez, you were talking about Red Zone. The idea that you could watch all these out of market games.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why All-Star games used to be just you had no chance, no opportunity to watch some of these other teams.
You watched whatever was on TV.
Yeah.
At that time, you didn't have cable.
No, time is number one for me. I wish I could do it more.
Yeah. So others said I prefer other forms of entertainment like TV, video games.
I actually prefer books if you have the time.
What a dork.
Because remind me of something he did. Right. But either way.
What? I'm being threatened
because
right now.
Because you use your imagination so much more. like, how many times have you read a book and then it became a movie and you kind of liked the book better, right?
100%.
Yeah, right? Because your imagination was working.
I'm very often. Imagination. Yeah. I'm very often the dork. That was a nice SpongeBob reference. Mm-hmm. The dork that's like, no, the book was better.
Yeah.
And you know the place where I'm actually.
A lot of times it was.
I will stand on business behind this one. Yeah. Friday Night Lights is better than all that stuff that y'all like. The TV show and the movie. I'll stand on this. 100%.
So the next one is I don't have enough time because of work.
It's kind of like one.
Yeah. The next one is I don't have enough time because of my kids. And they blame their offsprings for making them a bad reader. And this one kind of hit me the most, this last one. I had trouble focusing while reading.
That's actually a big one.
I have a hard time trying to focus on read. Like once I get into the book, then I'm rolling now.
Yeah, but
I could be like chapter two, chapter three, and I'm just forcing myself to read. I'm just like, man, I don't feel like reading.
I think there's
this.
Two things. One, we live in an era where we have so much input and stimuli that we're bad at like focusing on things. Mm-hmm. So that's one. But two, I think also there is kind of, I think school has ruined this for us because people did not develop a love of reading outside of like the obligations that you have to. And I think people treat reading as a completionist thing where once I started, I have to finish it. And no, you don't. Quit that book if you don't like it. Like, just jump off to another one, right?
You change channels, don't
people
you?
Are so comfortable with doing that with like a TV show. I watched two episodes. I didn't like it. I jumped out. But people, if they've decided that they want to read because if they feel like, or I'm assuming, I don't know for certain, but I'm assuming people feel like it means that, you know, they're reading to make them intellectual. And so if they don't want to read this, it says something about it or whatever. Nah, man, if you don't like that book, there's bad books too. Or books that just aren't your speed.
I think
drop that one, get another one.
I think it's as simple as you have to be into it. You have to really want to read that.
And sometimes it's the time, right? Yeah. Just like with the movie. No, sometimes you try and watch this movie and I don't want to watch this right now. And you circle back around to another time. You're like, actually, I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when was the last time, I guess I'm going to talk to Lopez because you got the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you read a children's book to them?
Oh, outside of the grandchildren was last weekend.
Okay, so you read to them pretty often.
I read with them pretty often, but before that,
is it
25, 30 years?
Okay.
Is it Llama Llama Red Pajama?
No, but I think she has that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she has that book.
Quality. Do she have, you talk about your granddaughter.
Yeah.
Do she have this book by Dr. Seuss called Mr. Brown, Can You Moo? Can you? Mr. Brown Can Moo? Can you?
No, I don't remember seeing that one. She's got like a little bookshelf and everything that everybody gives them books, but I don't remember that one.
You might have to get that book for her so you can read this book.
You like it?
I think it's pretty cool, especially the way this person right here read this book right here.
Uh-oh.
So this is this person reading, what's the name of this book, Dr. Seuss book? Mr. Brown Can Move, Can You.
Yeah.
I want to see if Lopez will read this book like this.
Yo, this is Mr. Brown Can Move, Can You, written by Dr. Seuss, and I'm going to wrap this book. Oh, the wonderful things Mr. Brown can do. He can go like a cow. He can go moo moo. Mr. Brown can do it, man. How about you? He can go like a bee. Mr. Brown can buzz. How about you? Can he go buzz buzz? He can go like a cork. Pop, 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 pop. He can go like horse feet. Clop, clop, clop. He can go eek, eek, like a squeaky shoe. He can go like a rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. He can go like an owl. Hoo, hoo,
he's reading the book.
Eek, eek, eek,
eek,
I know.
How about
there's
you?
No way Lopez. Like rain,
dibble, 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 dop, dibble, dibble,
none
dibble,
whatsoever.
Dop, dop, dop. He can go
absolutely not.
I got game, man.
Ain't no
you gotta
way.
Gotta do it, man.
I might. Might have to
you got that charisma, what, that razz?
Don't do that. You said that razz.
That's Chris.
That riz.
Yeah, you got it.
How many Dr. Seuss books can be amazing raps like that?
There's a few.
The crazy thing is, it's a lot of rappers that rap like that now.
Yeah.
Which is a little troubling.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at that. That's nice. From the 832, Taking Flak was the last book I read, honestly.
Atta baby.
I have that book on my shelf. It is one that I need to open up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to talk about the boomers, man. Shout out to all the boomers out there.
Shout out to the boomers.
And we're going
to
pick on the
Are you technically a boomer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm at the very tail end.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to pick on the Gen Z right now, man. Mm-hmm. So let me know.
I'm not picking on the Gen Z. Y'all don't bring your ire to me. I don't want you being your TikToks. Leave me alone. I didn't do it.
I just want to know if this stuff is accurate. So it's a lot of common skills out there that boomers are shocked that Gen Z don't know how to do these things.
Right, these tasks.
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the list real quick. Know how to read a map and figure out directions without GPS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I could probably read up. If you give me a map, I could probably tell. It might take me a minute, but I can find my way home.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, I'm very good with a map, but I just generally am blessed in that way with the spatial awareness.
I grew up to MapQuest, where we had to go to the library to print out MapQuest.
Okay, well, so you can kind of do it.
Yeah, I can figure it out. But number two is how to address a piece of mail.
Also embarrassing if you don't know how to do that.
Is that embarrassing? Okay.
Yeah.
How to unclog a toilet using a plunger.
How is that generational? That shouldn't every generation, they haven't changed the toilet in 100 years.
That is a point. Which, why haven't we changed the toilet? I feel like, was it just engineered so perfectly to start?
Yeah. I feel like if something is wrong with the toilet.
Doesn't matter what generation you are.
I feel like you will try to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't think somebody just not going to do it and just call a plunger or call a plumber or something like that.
Well, I feel like, you know what? That's one of those things where people don't know until, I think we have taken the technology and we're like, I don't actually have to keep that in my head because when I need it, I will Google it and I will go to YouTube University and I will figure out how to do it in that moment. I feel like that's that. And I imagine this will come up, like changing a tire. Is that one of them?
That's actually not on
maybe
list.
Not. But I feel like those are some of like the everyday ones that as a boomer, you had to know because you couldn't just like figure that out on the go when it did come up. But I think more than times
I think AAA
now, people are like,
took that away.
It's fine. Yeah, I'll figure it out when I need it.
Yeah. So how to tell time with clock with the hands.
I get on that one, but it's still you should
an
be
analog
able to.
Clock.
Yeah, you should
regular clock like that. How to count change. How to type on the actual
people
keyboard.
Don't know how to count change.
I mean, when are they getting change?
You know that that used to be like a whole module when you were in
that was a lesson. That was a lesson in school
with like the plastic coins. Yeah. Did you ever have that joint?
Yeah, we used to play. We had a thing where we had to play store.
Yeah,
like hey, you got $1.
Yeah. But that's not really how our world works. How often are you paying with cash?
Change?
Do you pay with because you're paying with cash? Like how if you had to put a percentage on how often you paid with cash?
Oh, mine is less than 10%, but you still do it,
dude. You're accounting for such a small account, a part of people's lives, and that is you talk less of how many people are just like a straight
less than 5%.
How many people are even using cards? So many people are using like these NFC kind of tap. Yeah, man, I feel like
use my phone.
We're in a crazy
but
modern
still,
era. That's crazy.
We live in a world where you do get change.
Yeah, so I'm going to run through these real quick. So how to mend clothes and sew on buttons. I do not know how to do that. I should know how to do that. I wasn't paying attention in school.
I wasn't either. I have a button that needs to be mended right now.
Yeah.
That's one of those things I've never been able to learn.
I did not give a damn about that. Yeah. How to cook. I know how to cook a little bit, but I'm not making Thanksgiving dinner or anything like that.
Yeah.
One of the things that's funny about cooking is that once you start doing it, it really is just following instructions. Like if you can follow instructions, you can be a passable cook. You're not going to be a great one because that's where the art comes in. Mm-hmm. But you can be a passable cook. It's just, can you follow instructions?
And once you get into it, a lot of times it sucks you in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think some of it for me.
I'm sorry. I'm still a child. I apologize. I'm 33, but still a child.
All right. Moving on. How to write a check. How to do basic handyman skills. I think a lot of people kind of lost that art because I think people's dads used to do a lot of handyman work. And now, you know, you kind of growing up not doing the handyman work. How to write in cursive. I actually forgot how to write in cursive.
They don't even teach it anymore.
Yeah. I used to write in cursive up until third grade. Mm-hmm. And then once I went to public school, then they didn't require you to write in cursive. So I wasn't writing in cursive.
Wait, hold on. We have somebody adding in. Appreciate people being our impromptu correspondents. Somebody on the text line from the 832 said their kids in third grade just went through a money change counting learning module.
Good.
So apparently we are still teaching that.
Salute.
Thank God. It's good to know that we still teaching the babies about some math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How to drive a stick shift.
Yeah.
I get it, but I feel like it's something everybody should do. It's
how many of them are there?
I know.
Actually
no, there are like sports cars for sure.
There are some.
Yeah.
There aren't as many.
To me, that seemed like a luxury at that point. How to read Roman numeral.
Thank you to the Super Bowl for teaching me that.
Yeah, we actually learned how to do that. And the last one, use non-mobile technology.
Non-mobile technology, like what?
I'm trying to think, what all are we talking about? I don't know.
It
didn't really come to mind. Mm-hmm. Somebody said they pay with cash almost 70% of the time. Wow.
Some people do.
Rural area.
Some people do.
I was about to say something that was not going to be fair to you, but I understand that in a rural area. And honestly, in the great city like Houston, Texas, if you keep a little cash on you, you can make some stuff shake. I mean, talk less of how many times did you just pass by the gas station and like, I could save some money just paying the cash.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get y'all out of here on this. So okay. I sent y'all this text message of this movie trailer, and I think I asked the question, is this technically a sports movie? It was a trailer for the movie Him, which is a movie produced by Jordan Peele and directed by Justin Tipping. And this movie follows a college quarterback who is taken into a sinister world by his idol to see if he's willing to sacrifice for fame. And this movie come out September 19th. And I just want to know, we going to see this movie as a family?
No.
Why I'm going to need more information. I'm going to need more information.
It does nothing
you
for me.
You need more information about the Jordan Peele movie?
Yes.
It's not the exact Jordan Peele you thought you'd get.
And
though,
it's Jordan
right?
Peele produced.
It's exactly what Jordan Peele always, I feel like he always do these type of spins, like a regular movie and just turn it dark.
Yes.
So.
I and this is something I will admit, and if you want to call me any type of name you can, you have my blessing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do recreational scare. Like I don't, I know that I don't enjoy being scared, so I don't watch horror.
It's a sports
movies.
Movie, though, man.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah. Like if it's going to be on that horror front between like horror and thriller, I like a thriller.
I don't. I'm not going to pass judgment, but I'm not into it.
So
I think it is.
And that's why I said I need more information. You give me a little more information on whether or not it's actually like really delves into that horror space. I'll have a little bit of a better idea of whether I'm in on watching it.
The funny comment I saw under that post was, oh, this is a movie about C.J. Stroud going to Michael Rubin's party.
Wow. Yeah, somebody said it's a Diddy story, but different.
Oh, man.
People
what
were
would you do for fame?
People were sending in other stuff. As everybody's now just trying to dunk on Gen Z, balancing a checkbook, reading a map you mentioned. Encyclopedias. But, like, why would you? I mean, you don't need them.
Why would you do that?
You got Wikipedia.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Put that in the search bar, and you will be all right. All right. Appreciate you, Figgy. That is Figgy's mixtape every weekday.
We gotta
right
see
here.
That movie as a family, though, man.
We'll see.
Let me know how it goes.
Jeez. Come on, man. So, are you scared of scary movies?
No, I don't get them. Like, kind of like you, I'm just like, why?
I'll say yes. I don't care.
Well, it's not scared. It's like it's kind of like a waste of time. Yeah, I guess I'm too. I think too much. Like, okay, well,
I'm a scared
like,
cat. I don't care.
I feel like you are scared.
Scared of cat.
Lopez be in the movie.
Shout out to Doc Hooligan. Scared of cat.
I'll be holding Figgy's arm. I'll be holding Figgy's arm.
He be holding his ears like my wife. She like closed her ears.
Older,
so she can,
not her eyes, her ears?
No, she like closed her ears because the
sound. Jump scare sounds and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, when she thinks something about to be scary, she just closed her ears.
And my wife covers her eyes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig. If you have something that's mixtape worthy, including a vibe check.
Vibe check tonight, man.
That's right. That's right.
If you're going to the game tonight, man, send me a video of the vibes.
100%. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to chat with the fellas of the drive. Before we do that, though, more insight on who might be looking to trade in the draft and what that could mean for the Texans. We'll do it next.